Los Angeles County declares health emergency due to fires and wind conditions. Los Angeles, a local health emergency was declared Friday for Los Angeles County by Health Officer Dr. Munta Davis in an attempt to reduce health risks from ash and smoke due to the fires burning in the region. The order bars the use of power air blowers, including leaf blowers, until Davis determines that fire recovery conditions have progressed where use of air-propelling devices will not negatively impact the health of residents. Blowers stir up ash and other particles into the air, increasing health risks for everyone and their pets. In particular for people with respiratory conditions, older adults, children, and other vulnerable populations, according to the County Department of Public Health. The order applies to all areas of Los Angeles County due to the widespread ash in the air. Multiple fires burning across the Southland and strong winds have severely degraded air quality, according to the department. The conditions have released hazardous smoke and particulate matter, which can cause immediate and long-term risks to public health, according to county officials. Department officials urge residents and visitors to protect themselves, family, and loved ones from the harmful effects of bad air quality, and recommend the following. If you see or smell smoke, or notice particles and ash in the air, stay indoors to limit exposure, especially if you have heart or lung conditions, are elderly, or have children. Keep indoor air clean by closing windows and doors. Use air conditioners that recirculate air to filter out harmful particles. Wear an N95 or P100 mask if you must go outside in smoky conditions for long periods of time in areas with heavy smoke or where ash is present. Avoid air conditioners that only bring in outside air and don't recirculate. Check and replace air filters regularly. Filters labeled MERV 13 or higher are most effective for removing smoke particles. HEPA air purifiers can further reduce indoor particles. If it's too hot to keep windows and doors closed and you don't have an air conditioner, go to a public place like a library or shopping center to stay cool and protect yourself from harmful air. Avoid using fireplaces, candles, or vacuums. Clean dusty surfaces with a damp cloth and don't smoke. If you experience symptoms like severe coughing, shortness of breath, wheezing, chest pain, palpitations, nausea, or unusual fatigue, contact your doctor or go to urgent care. For life-threatening symptoms, call 911. When smoke lingers, fine particles may build up indoors even if you can't see them. Masks can protect against larger particles, but most don't block fine particles or toxic gases, which are more harmful. Department officials also advise the public to avoid leaving pets outdoors, particularly at night. Pets should be brought into an indoor location, such as an enclosed garage or a house. If dogs or cats appear to be in respiratory distress, they should be taken to an animal hospital immediately. Symptoms of respiratory distress for dogs and cats include coughing or gagging, difficulty breathing, including open mouth or increased noise when breathing. Symptoms for cats are less noticeable.